He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Roll with your baby. You gone and just...
Yeah. Is that Steve Winwood?
I have no idea who that is.
He's the boss.
Yeah, that's Steve Winwood.
I'm not even kidding. I've been listening to a lot of Winwood lately.
Really?
Yes.
What's your favorite Winwood jam?
What's that one where it's like,
You used to see to me, and my life went on too fast.
The finer things.
And I let the good times go, man, and we won't stop till we're done. You sound more like Barry Gibb. You came back in the hall.
I feel like Bruce Hornsby.
You look like Bruce Horny.
That's so dumb.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Lady
My
and gentlemen.
Is Will. Hi, Heather.
Well, we haven't brought up Heather in a long time.
Do you think she listens at all?
Zero at chance that she listens.
She was one and done.
Yeah, first one and done.
I wonder if she's ever going to come back.
I mean, no.
Do you think we can convince her, like, hey, Heather?
I'll give this one a shot.
Come on back.
Yeah. See, why don't you see how we progressed?
Come on back, girl. Here's some rape jokes you might like.
I want you back.
Yeah, you thought we sucked earlier.
Yeah. Wait till you hear these fucking jokes that we put out this week.
Yep.
Yeah, man, please, people. Better topics.
We're going to give you what you ask for.
Yeah.
And you ask for some stuff that's it's really an inopportune time to ask for some of these topics.
Yeah. I guess they didn't really know that this was going to happen, but...
You can't foresee that. We're foreshadowing a little bit. Why don't we just get right into... how was your weekend, buddy?
My weekend, it was okay. I didn't... Yeah. We went on a hike with the kids. Went by your old stomping grounds, looked for that raccoon you released.
Ooh. Did you find any bombs there, too?
Nope.
The Unabomber was... he planted a lot of bombs there. Or one.
Whoa.
On Southwest Parkway. Right near the old homestead. The Austin...
I know who you're talking about.
The Austin Unabomber who went around... What was it? Springtime, planted a whole bunch of bombs everywhere, sent mail bombs, and then he put a bomb on a bike trail, an entrance to a bike trail right at the corner of Southwest Parkway. When you turn in, there's a mountain biking trail there,
yeah.
And he tied like a bomb to one of those
like
kids, slow down kids area.
Yeah,
and
what a fucking asshole!
Blew somebody's foot off or something.
Yeah, now that you're talking about it, I remember, but no, there was no bombs.
Did you find the foot?
No,
lost a foot. I don't think he lost a foot.
No, we didn't see anything of note. The water was running really fucking fast, though.
Yeah, I'll
tell you that. And the kids, they actually did the whole hike, complained the whole time, but they did the whole hike.
Yeah,
and we had a good time. Tired them out.
That's the best thing you can do for kids that age.
Yeah,
15, 16, tire them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep them off the weed.
Off the weed.
Keep them off the weed.
Keeping them off the weed.
Yeah, the creek level was like crazy high, huh?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
I drove by Town Lake today. It's fucking enormous.
It's like diarrhea.
I know, it's delicious looking. The old, it's amazing because that was, that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago when all the rain came in and just flooded the Colorado.
It rained for a month straight.
Right, but it's been, how long has it been? 2 or 3 weeks.
Since what?
Since the rain stopped.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, it rained last week.
I drizzled.
It's still raining. This is the first week of no, like, there's still one day of rain in the forecast.
Yeah. This is the first day you could drink water again in Austin for a week.
Yeah.
How much bullshit is that all about?
It is.
For an entire week, you couldn't drink water.
All right. I want to get your take on it, then I'll give you my take
on
it.
I'm so fucking ready to give you my take on
man.
It. So,
let her rip.
The city of Austin last Monday called a...
Water boil.
Kind of like a crawfish
it's
boil.
It's exactly like a crawfish boil.
Only there's no crawfish in there.
Oh, you didn't put crawfish in yours?
No.
Man, my water's been tasting weird this week.
Yeah, I teabagged it. So the 6 a.m. on a Monday, driving into work, I hear the presser, the old press conference, the Austin Water GM or whatever, and then the city of Austin city manager. Boil your water, folks. Don't drink it. The lower Colorado River is so flooded that the filtration system for Austin Water has no chance of getting all the bacteria out. Do not drink it. Do not drink the water. but absolutely take a shower, wash your pots and pans in it. That's okay. That's totally okay. Just don't drink it.
That was okay?
Because it has too much
bitch. I was boiling all that water too.
No, it was totally okay. That's what they said. You can shower. Showering's okay.
Yeah, I showered.
No, you know what? If there's bacteria in the water, maybe you don't shower. Do these people know I have a bidet? Right at the old beehole.
The old pooper.
Yeah. That thing's going right into the lower colon.
Okay, what is your take on this?
My take in it is it's bullshit that they said that there may be bacteria in there and that's why they need to shut it down. However, the real thing was the shitty fucking water treatment plants that we have here in Austin are so fucking dilapidated and crappy that they definitely couldn't keep up with the water that was coming in, and they were just going to fucking wholesale crash. So they figured we've got to be able to tell people to curtail their water usage, but we can't just tell them to stop watering their fucking lawns because people really aren't doing that. So we need to tell them not to drink the water. That will help, but we'll also tell them they can still take a shower and cook with it. It's fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
This place is a shithole.
This is what I saw. We get a community impact flyer.
Ooh, yeah. For the community.
For the community. But in it, one of the things is like Proposition D on the ballot this year.
D's nuts.
$188 million revitalization of the Austin water filtration.
Oh, you're going way deep.
Yeah.
You're going Alex
Jones. I'm going Alex Jones on this bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
November 8th, get out the vote.
Imagine that. What a fucking coincidence.
Nice try, Greg Mazaros.
Yeah. Whoever you are.
GM of Austin Water.
Yeah. I know your tricks.
There's also Proposition K, which is a city audit. An audit of all the city departments to find out how they're misusing money. Greg Mazaros.
Yeah.
I'm on to you.
Yeah. I'm sending my trolls out there. They're going to start blasting you.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're actually little people that are going to start throwing shit
at actually, you. They're bridge trolls and forest elves, and they're going to come after you.
Yeah, but they all get taken away and drowned because they live under the bridges.
Oh, that's true.
The rivers and the lakes.
I've been in contact with a few.
Yeah. What did they say?
They're regrouping.
They jumped on an oak leaf and went right down it, just like Some hobbits.
Some Shire hobbits.
If you gave me a second, I was going to come up with a fucking great one.
Oh, man.
You jumped on it. You're going to listen back to that, and you're going to be like, oh, man. Ugh. I hope this ruins your whole podcast experience today.
Guess what?
Done.
Nothing can bring me down. How was your weekend?
Outside of my conspiracy theory, it was good. We went to a Halloween party Saturday night.
Ooh.
Super fun.
Was it a Dillo party?
It was a Dillo party. It was the...
For those who don't know, Will's a Dillo.
And you should know, I'm a huge Dillo.
It just doesn't sound right. It's like I'm missing a letter.
The kids' elementary school is the Hill Elementary Dillos, short for Armadillo, but just unironically just referred to as the Dillos all the time. Yeah. I mean, when you say it, you're just like, hmm.
Yeah,
so anyway.
I get it.
Every year this... friend of the podcast has a big Halloween party. Everybody gets dressed up. And
you'd think he'd want the podcast team there, but no, it's okay. It's cool.
Why is it podcast? I mean me.
Yeah.
You're the sidekick.
Oh, I'm the sidekick? Oh, man.
Am I the sidekick?
Wait a minute. I think we're both sidekicks. You know that's the problem with this whole thing.
I've been thinking we need a main. We're more of a commentary duo.
Yeah.
Carrying the whole podcast. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a fucking lot of work. Saturday night, Halloween party, good time. Got dressed up.
Yep.
Fucking A. So, before this party, I was always like, man, I'm not going to dress up for Halloween. That's kind of weird.
Lame.
Super lame. Like, hey, I'm old. I'm an old man. I'm way better than that. They take this shit seriously. So do all the parents. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So we went as, last year we went as Dick in the Box. Michelle Obama.
And
somebody dressed up as Michelle Obama, which was unfortunate.
Because she was white and she was wearing blackface.
They were Japanese. It was kind of very strange. Last year we went as Dick in a Box, Andy Samberg, and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Which one were you?
We were both Andy Samberg, I think. Yeah. So yeah. Well, it was cool. We had like the pencil thin mustaches. We went to Goodwill and got like super like
turtlenecks,
gold lame flowing. Yeah.
Super thin chain.
Yeah, big time. And then this year we went as Mia Wallace and Vincent Vega from Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Did they make you do the dance?
No. Oh. Although the Mrs.
You did it anyways?
Mrs. Shaky was super psyched to do the dance.
Yeah.
Man, I'm fumbling over my words today. I took way too much heroin. And it never came to fruition. Or at least, I don't know. They had the Red Sox game was on, so I just watched that pretty much the whole time. You know, because I'm a fucking honk.
Dude.
The Sox, dude.
Pierce. What about Pierce?
Who?
Pierce, right?
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce? No.
He retired from the Celtics.
No. Who's the guy they just traded?
Yeah.
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 What's his name?
The guy played for the Red Sox?
Yeah.
There's a guy named Pierce on there.
Yeah. They traded for him this year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was clutch.
Sure, he was clutch. He had two homers last night when they won the World Series.
No, they did?
Big time. The starting pitcher, too.
Big time.
Big time? They big time won. The starting pitcher, guy's name's David Price. He got shit for like 2 or 3 years because he's just not built to play in Boston. He just takes things way too personally.
Oh, yeah.
But he was fucking nails in the playoffs and the World Series. Basically, you know, basically won it. And then afterwards, he was like, how do you like me now?
Yeah, be friends with me now.
Now you guys like me. You can suck my knob. I was fucking awesome for you guys. He had a press conference where he literally was like, I guess I hold all the cards now. I mean, literally said that. Like, as a man.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
He sounds like kind of a dick if you ask me.
Yeah. How many guys actually play baseball at one time? How many guys on the field?
On the field?
Yeah.
There's 9 players on the field.
Oh. I really did not think you were going to know that one. Actually, you played baseball.
I played baseball my whole fucking life.
But you don't know anything about sports.
No. I don't know anything about professional sports.
Professional.
Professional.
Oh, excuse me. Tip of the cap to
you. Professional. So
the Halloween party was really good. There were some of the guy who was hosting it was Groundskeeper
Willie.
It was good. Yeah. Last year he was Cheez-Its. So he was dressed up as Jesus with Cheez-Its in his beard. That was pretty fucking
that was
awesome.
Dumb.
So this one couple came as beer pong. So they had like trash cans that were red. They cut out the bottoms of them, put them over like themselves,
solo cup.
Put solo cup on there.
Yeah.
And then there's one guy who's a legit 6'8", and so he came as Will Ferrell from Elf, because his wife is like really short, but he's super fucking tall, so it looked like, you know, she was a little kid.
Hmm.
And
no slutty costumes?
No, actually.
You fucking pussy.
I know. Well, the missus wore like a bustier.
A bustier?
Yeah, she looked pretty hot.
So your wife was the sluttiest one of all?
My wife was... Yeah, if we were pointing out sluts, my wife was the biggest slut ever.
Yeah. Everyone pointed.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
Everyone pointed. And I'm trying to think if anybody else. There's one dude who looks exactly like, he legit looks like Blake Shelton. So he went with the fucking layup and went as Blake Shelton and his wife, who is
Gwen.
She's very pretty. She went as Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
So, and then I went as Gavin Rossdale.
Like, you're like swelling my glycerine.
Take my seconds.
What are the kids dressing up for this year? Dressing up as, not for.
So they both, for whatever reason, decided to do Green Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, well, but one of them's green, the other one's red. But they love the Green Man costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. And then, So
are you going to dress?
Nah.
Okay.
No way. I did before.
I
like
used to always.
Yeah, when we were younger, we made our own like Flintstones costumes.
I remember you were the Incredibles one year.
We were the Incredibles, yep. I totally stuffed two pairs of tube socks down there.
Yeah.
They were like, that's incredible. You have elephantitis.
Yeah. And two russet potatoes.
Exactly. And then they just slid down like, hey, look at this guy. Mr. Incredible took a shit. Oh, man. Yeah, that was it. And then Sunday, actually, the kids had a fundraiser at school. They had a haunted house.
Yeah.
And so I was one of the guides who would help like the little kids come out of the haunted house. that I was standing. If they got scared, I would like take them out. But I'm right on the outside of this one wall that I could reach around.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
You keep dropping these creepy things. Help them come out. Reach around.
But I would literally, I'd wait until I saw like parents that I knew, and then I would grab them and scare them.
Yeah. It's
the fucking most fun I've ever had at one of these things.
When my wife and I were, we would give out candy at her house on Halloween when we were younger.
With razor blades.
And no, I would always dress up as something and try and scare the kids. And one time they came up to, there's a little girl. She came up to the door and I shoved the light. And then I stood in the doorway with the mask on. And she just goes, "Mommy," and ran away. And it was the funniest thing I've ever done. It made me so happy.
Mommy.
What are you guys getting dressed up as? Or what are the kids getting dressed up as?
My son is a ninja.
Yeah.
Ninja? And this costume is fantastic. It's got a sword. It's got two sides. It's got ninja stars that all you can use. They beat the shit out of me last night with those things.
Where'd you get it?
Costco. And then
Costco?
Yeah. The daughter is a Rapunzel, a princess. Mm. You know, that's all she wants.
Yeah, they told me that earlier. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Or I didn't give a shit and didn't listen.
A little bit of both. Yep. A little from column A, a lot from column B.
Yeah. Are you guys getting dressed up?
Probably not. The boy wants us to. He wants the wife to be a witch and me to be a zombie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've seen his room. It's all decked out in Halloween stuff. Kid loves Halloween.
Year round, he loves Halloween.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is, yeah. It doesn't, yeah. He's like a little Rob Zombie.
He is.
Little Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. He took out a couple of ribs so he could blow himself. He's just like Marilyn Manson.
Oh, boy. He's a little young.
He's actually more like Charles Manson. Fucking psychopath.
I was going to say Charles Sheen. But Chuck Sheen.
Chucky.
Chuck Sheen. He cleaned up his act, allegedly.
Yeah, man.
I saw a headline. I didn't read it.
Man, AIDS will do that to you.
It sure will. Clean up your act.
Yeah,
I like how he went with the Magic Johnson thing. Was like, "I have AIDS," but nah, I was just kidding. 3 months later, nah, I don't have AIDS.
Nah, it's not detectable anymore.
No, unless you have a blood test. You can't just look at anybody. You used to be able to just look at people and be like, "Oh, open sores," ghastly liver spots. Look.
Yeah.
But now that could just be meth.
Yeah, usually is.
Yeah,
or heroin.
It's the best.
Is it?
I don't know.
Man, according to your mom, you know, you gotta, it's a disease.
It is a disease.
That's it's a disease?
No.
It is not a disease.
No, I think it's probably hard to kick. I mean, just like alcoholism or anything else like that. Like,
yeah. So, okay.
I'm gonna give it a whirl and I'm gonna prove you wrong. It's not a disease. Let's see. I can drop it whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
Wait, no, my thing is, my side is it a disease. All right. Yeah, I won't be able to quit.
You won't?
Yeah, I'll just try.
Yeah.
Next podcast, I'll be addicted to heroin.
Next podcast.
28.
This podcast.
Episode 28. Well, no, I'm just, I'm slightly.
You're not addicted yet? You could quit right now.
I'm an enthusiast right now.
Yeah.
I'm a heroin enthusiast.
Yeah. I don't think it is a disease. Because.
What do you think you should do with somebody who's addicted to heroin?
Honestly?
Yeah.
You offer them the help.
And you drown them in a river?
No. If they take the help, that's great. If not, you write them off.
So you write them off where? All these fucking homeless people running around town?
Eventually, they'll get the nice dose of fentanyl.
Yeah. That they're looking for?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to cost you a lot of money for the funerals and stuff, but you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Let's make this funny somehow.
You're a real fucking downer over here. I think you should try heroin.
Do you know what we should do? We should take all the heroin people and then build our walls out of them.
MAGA. Oh, the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It probably would fill the wall. There's a lot of people on heroin.
I know.
What's going on in Massachusetts where everyone's on heroin?
Dude, it is bananas.
The minute I leave, the place gets real fun.
I know, right?
What's going on with that?
I think they're just waiting for you to leave, really.
They probably are.
Yeah.
I would wait for me to leave before the party starts.
Yeah.
Where the party at? Who is that, Montel Jordan?
This is how we do it?
No.
That's the only song anyone knows of Montel Jordan. All they said was 6'8", he stood. And people thought that music that he made was good. That's
Siri,
all they said.
Who sings, "Where the party at"?
It's
Siri, who sings, "Where the party at"?
Siri hates you.
Nelly?
Oh.
It's not it.
Oh.
I was shut up! I heard you. It's Nelly. God damn it. Siri got a big mouth.
Man.
She doesn't know when to stop talking.
Yeah.
She will when she gets one of these. I'm holding my hand up.
Yeah, he was.
As if I was going to give her a back.
I thought, he was holding two fingers up. He's going to give her a good old-fashioned fingering. Fingering. We should do jokes about fingering. That's the grossest shit you can do to a girl.
Yeah.
You booger fingers fucking sticking them inside
you
of them.
Like, yeah, you chew on your nails. And
I do. I do. My, yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And I throw them.
I pick my arms. I get fucking just gross stuff onto my nails.
Put them anywhere.
And they just go ahead and like my own ass. Like everything. Fingers are gross.
I one-upped it. I was like, not gross enough. I'd stick a toe in there.
Yeah? No, I think fingers are grosser than toes. Going up there.
Superfan NJ2TX. Is that what his name is?
Sure.
Our fave listener.
Yeah.
He sent the picture of that toe that got smashed by a weight. I'd throw that in there.
Yeah. The toe, basically, his stepson dropped a 70-pound dumbbell.
Here's a story.
70 pounds? Okay, I believe it.
Yeah.
Those kids are
probably naturally pretty strong. They're fucking enormous.
Yeah.
Like 15 years old, the kid's bigger than I am.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. Not taller than you, but they're taller than me. It sucks being short. Yeah. You know that? Fuck my life.
They were taller than you when they were like 12.
I know. Ugh. I'm the fucking worst.
The daughter is taller than you.
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. The newest kid, I fucking tower over. I can beat the shit out of that kid.
Till next year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it sucks being shorter than like kids. Yeah. You know? When you're like, you're a kid. I could crush you, but you're taller than me.
So and I can't really crush you.
Yeah, because it kind of intimidates me. I'm like, oh, smaller.
I'd crush you, but...
But you might hurt me.
You're looking at me.
Yeah.
Please go away.
I used to be so tough. Well, I was the toughest.
No, you weren't.
And now look at me. Oh, man. Yeah. I was so awesome.
Example me of how fucking tough you were.
I would crush fucking people. I would, if you looked at me wrong, punch you right in the fucking face and I would drop your ass.
Where, a Minuteman vocational? Yeah,
vocational, technical, high school, and adult career center. Yeah.
I just love how they were like, listen, basically like an adult career center as it is. No one graduating from here probably knows how to read anyway, so.
Tell that to my wife who graduated from there.
Your wife's an anomaly.
Yeah.
Goodwill Hunting with boobs. That's my favorite. That's my favorite description of anybody ever.
Yeah,
and that was yours. That's not me.
Yeah, I know. Just try and take credit for that one. Why don't you?
I'm not. I just gave.
I think I said with awesome boobs.
No, you didn't. Awesome boobs is too much.
Speaking of awesome boobs,
too much, too little, too. What's that?
I got nothing with that one. It was just gonna be an awesome segue if we had a boob story.
All right. Well, do we have anything with boobs?
You're looking at them.
How about this? I'll tell you about some boobs. Let's do a movie review with a boob called Bradley Cooper. A Star Is Born.
You went and saw A Star Is Born.
You know it. Before we went to the Halloween party, went to go see A Star Is Born. And I'll tell you what, I was relatively excited to go see it. It looked like a good movie.
Okay, it's a remake, so you could have seen the original.
I guess it's a two-time remake, because I thought it was originally, wasn't it Babs? Streisand and Chris Christopherson or something?
Yeah, that's the original.
No, it wasn't. There was one before then. Because you know the Alamo, how they just play shitty, shitty fucking quality videos before movies?
Yeah.
Alamo Drafthouse, the movie theater?
Yes.
Austin-based. It's expanding.
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
So they always play like shitty YouTube quality videos on like a gigantic screen.
You hate that part, right?
I fucking
love that part. It's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Hate it. It gives me a headache before I go to watch it because the
movie theaters are too loud.
You know what they do? They keep 1990s like Bollywood in business.
Is that true?
Yeah. There's like a million YouTube hits because they're constantly playing Bollywood movies.
Yeah, like the little clips from like, yeah.
Yeah. There's always like, even before the Marvel movies.
Those are the best ones though.
There's like those Bollywood.
The Bollywood Indian like superheroes where they're just painted green.
You're like Bollywood Doctor Strange. Yeah. You're like, all right, I get Spider-Man and the Hulk. But what the fuck? They like Doctor Strange? That's a little obtuse.
What do you mean? They have doctors over there, you know?
No.
They're strange.
They are. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. Okay, I guess they are Asian, but that's...
in Asia.
Yeah.
It's in Asia.
Technically.
That's a Bollywood song right there.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. No. If I was like, here I go again, That's an American rock song.
Yeah, but you went ning 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 ding ding ding.
That's not what I did.
Yeah, you pretty much did.
I totally changed it up.
Oh, you did.
I went ding 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 ding. It's totally different.
Oh yeah, no, that's totally Bollywood. You're right.
It has the same beats.
Yeah,
I love how you try to point the finger at me. You
do you want
fucking turncoat?
I told you about fingers, man. I'm trying to finger you. No, it's if you want Bollywood, it's that's
with
more
the,
Bollywood.
With the finger snapping. With the finger symbols.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, yeah. Bing, 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 bing. Finger symbols.
Oh, that's what it was doing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally not China.
All right. Can we get back to another terrible musician called Lady Gaga?
Okay. You think she's terrible?
No, she's actually pretty talented. And the refreshing part of that movie was... So let me paint some context. A Star is Born, written... and directed
by Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I like how he gets to take credit for writing it when it actually was someone's original idea.
Yeah.
But it was different.
The song, yeah, because
it was.
Did he write the songs?
It was different. I think Gaga probably wrote those songs. Mm. So, and it was
pretty
good.
Stop saying Gaga, okay? Gaga. I fucking hate when you do that.
Chicka-gaga. Do-don't-don't-do-do-do.
Chicka-gaga.
Lady Gaga. You go into the movie and I talk to ladies, okay? I'm a man of the ladies.
Of course.
And the ladies all say, I dare you to come out of there with a dry eye. And I say, the third eye?
The third eye, you've seen it coming.
Because I usually get the jalapeno dip, which makes it runny.
You get the drip from the jalapeno dip?
Exactly. people were crying around me. The missus, was that my throat again?
It was me. I think that was me.
We get some serious throat problems here. So the movie was just bland.
It didn't move you.
Slow and bland. The best part was that Bradley Cooper, in fact, did kill himself and it didn't come soon enough.
Spoiler alert. You fucking dingus.
Well, you're not going to go see it.
I'm not, but one of our 18 listeners, right. Mike.
Spoiler alert, Bradley Cooper hangs himself by a belt, and it didn't come soon enough as far as I was concerned.
Was it autoerotic or?
No.
They should have done that with the movie. What a bunch of sellouts. He should have been trying to jerk it.
Yeah.
And
well, the movie, he's a drug addict and a drunk in the movie, and he walks into a... he has like a big concert, is like, hey, driver, take me around. I need to get some drinks. They stumble into this...
like karaoke bar or something. And
yeah,
she's singing her fucking, her tits off.
It is. Yeah. Actually, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, I can write this shit.
And, but it was whatever. I don't know how to put this safely, so I'm not going to put it.
Okay.
Men who dress as women?
A tranny bar.
You chastised me like 3 episodes ago for saying tranny.
Yeah, but it's I said tranny bar.
Okay. So here's her singing. She's singing an original one. Meanwhile, when she's up there, she doesn't look much different from any of the other dudes who are up there dressed as, you know.
You don't think she's attractive?
She has a big nose.
Yeah.
But so. No, she shows her boobies in it.
Really?
She got a sweet body.
Yeah, she does, right?
Big dumper, nice boobs. You know what the best part about it was? There are 3
nipples
comedians
in
this movie. 3.
Okay.
I defy you to guess 2 of them.
Louis C.K.
No.
Oh,
that would funny would that be?
Yeah,
he's
right?
Just in the corner jerking.
Yeah.
It's like a Where's Waldo.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with 3 comedians. Jerry Seinfeld.
Negative. There's 1.
Okay.
There's 2, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. The Louis was a joke one.
This is maybe the dumbest thing. I don't know why
okay.
I'm asking.
Yeah, who are they?
Dice is her dad.
All right.
Guy's perfect because they're Ginzos from New Jersey or something like that.
She's in real life.
Then it turns out like somehow Bradley Cooper's best friend, they don't explain this at all, is Dave Chappelle. He lives in Memphis.
As Dave Chappelle?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, as...
as an actor.
But they don't explain who Dave Chappelle is, but he goes through basically like, he talks to Bradley Cooper about, you know, best decision I ever made was like leaving the business and finding myself again. So it somehow it's the Dave Chappelle story in the middle of the movie.
Okay.
It was so fucking weird. And then Eddie Griffin shows up and he's like
Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin's his cousin, Dave Chappelle's cousin, and marries the two of them in some way. This movie was so fucking random at some points.
How was Dave Chappelle as an actor? Really?
He was good. Yeah.
He's kind of buff now, right?
Yeah, he's yoked out.
Yeah.
Totally yoked out. So at the very end of the movie, they have this, Bradley Cooper goes to rehab. It's like the last 15 minutes of the movie. He goes to rehab and just casually mentions that he tried to kill himself one time when he was 12. And it was this, it's like out of nowhere. He mentions it to like one of his
sponsors or something.
Yeah. And they literally all have a good laugh about it. Like, you tried to kill yourself. You couldn't even do that, you loser. Hung yourself from a fan and the fan broke. And just fell down. And then the old man was such a drunk, he never realized it for 6 months that the fan was just lying on the floor. Ha ha, ha 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 ha. And then 10 minutes later, you're just like, oh, I get what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Like the manager comes in, Gaga's manager comes in and tells him that oh, shit. I'm not going to ruin this for you.
You ruined the whole goddamn movie for everybody.
No. It's the funniest part. Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the movie?
No.
All right. Turn it off if you don't want to hear the funniest part of the movie. So right before it crescendos into the part where the manager's like, you've ruined her career. You need to like leave her. Like you basically ruined her career. You need to let her go be yourself because you're fucking ruining her life. And then he ends up killing himself. Prior to that, what brings him to go to rehab in the first place? They both go to the Grammys and she's up for like new artist
Best
of the
newcomer.
Year.
Yeah.
Best album, all this stuff. She wins. She goes on stage. He's pickled. Pickled out of his fucking mind. Walks up on stage, like stumbles up on stage with her as she's accepting it. She's like really like, whoa, fuck, what's going on? She tries to clean it up. He's standing behind her. All of a sudden, pisses his pants.
This movie's stupid.
I laughed out loud. And I was the only one.
Of course.
Because everybody's like, everybody in the theater was mortified for Lady Gaga. And I just laughed. I was like, that's fucking so funny.
All right, so I'm not seeing this movie.
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't bad. I'm serious, it wasn't that bad.
You just gave it a glowing review.
I gave away all the good parts, too. Hangs himself, pisses himself.
Lady Gaga's boobs.
And, yeah, Gaga shows her cans. She's a gigantic butt. It's weird. She's got these dimensions. She's got to be like 4'10" only.
Yeah, she looks tiny. Yeah.
Yeah, she's tiny.
That was Bradley Cooper's dong look.
She's what? I didn't see it.
You wanted to.
So bad.
You like him or no?
No. You know why? He's got this. Take a look at his face, especially in American Sniper when he gets all yoked. One of his eyes is probably a half an inch lower than the other one.
Man, you're all about that symmetry, huh?
Symmetry is one thing. Like, I have a crooked nose now. That guy's face is crooked. He looks like the Elephant Man.
He played the Elephant Man on Broadway.
When I show you this, and he didn't wear any makeup.
I know. He's like, I'm not an animal.
I'm not an animal.
I'm an actor.
I have a sloped eye. Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Man.
He's all right, though. He's all right. He's a good actor, I guess.
Yeah. He's been in a few good ones.
He was doing some crazy ass deadlifts in that American Sniper, though.
Yeah.
He was pretty fucking buffed out.
Yeah.
My back hurt just looking at it.
Man, that's the way to do them. It's better than the bent over ones.
Yeah.
Doing it in the little cage there.
Yeah.
What the fuck that's called?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You want to talk about CrossFit now?
Do you want to talk any more Bradley Cooper stuff?
Nah. No.
How do we even get on that?
You know who else is a fucked up eye?
Oh, boobs. That's why.
In the middle, the wife leans over and says, when did Dice get a fake eyeball? Like, something's wrong with Andrew Dice Clay. It's one of his eyeballs. It looks like he could take, like, Bill the Butcher from Gangs in New York, where he's like, ding, 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 like, hitting his eye with the old...
with the knife.
The knife.
Yeah. I think his whole shit has fallen off because he's, you know, he partied hard.
I will festoon my... What the hell does Bill the Butcher say?
He drinks his milkshake.
I will festoon... Yeah. I drink it up!
Yeah, he plays the same character in both movies.
Daniel Day-Lewis is the shit. Don't you effing dare.
Do you know what? I've seen The Boxer about a million times.
I am not good at it. What are you talking about?
He's not even that good in that movie.
That's Christian Bale, you idiot.
No. You're thinking of The Fighter, you dingus. You seen The Boxer with Daniel Day-Lewis?
Oh, from Northern Ireland?
In Northern Ireland,
nah,
yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Is it good?
No, not really. I'm just a poor boy.
My story is seldom told.
Who sings, who's the original singer of that?
That would be Mumford & Sons.
Perfect. No?
No. No. All right. I don't know. Jerry Garcia.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I know. It's Paul Simon. Garfunkel.
And Jerry Garfunkel.
Boy, Garfunkel got a raw deal, didn't he?
With his last name? Yeah, he did.
And the hair.
Yeah,
and
but
everything.
Do you know what he got? He got Paul Simon to sing with him, so that's all he needed. Yeah. What a win for him.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like me and you. Regular Garfunkel.
It's like, you're welcome. Carrying this whole fucking thing on my shoulders.
Oh, I thought you were projecting. Like me saying that to you. You are carrying it all on your shoulders.
What?
All right.
Want to get into some jokes? Or?
I can't fucking wait.
All right. So, again, we got some really, really shitty suggestions this week.
Why don't you tell them what we got, Big Dog?
All right. We got five of them. And I know one of them, neither of us probably came up with anything. First one is lower back tattoos.
Yep.
Second is Jews. Timely.
Say that again.
Jews.
Oh, just as Jews.
In, yeah.
I like how our audience is like, hey, let's let them go balls deep racist.
Yeah. Or anti-Semitic.
We don't need your help, people.
Yeah. So we're going to lay low on that one just because of out of respect, out of what just happened.
Much love. Much love.
Yeah. Confederate flags. Just keeping on theme with our fucking messed up listeners.
Yep.
Toothless blowjobs. Mm-hmm. Timothy McVeigh. So a lot
white,
of...
Who's a white nationalist,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
What the fuck? It's like my, I think my mom's Twitter followers have started to give us suggestions.
Yeah. It's paying off. It's paying off. All right.
Sorry, Ma.
All
right. So I got one, two, three. I got three.
Total?
Total. That's it.
Wow.
How many do you got?
Like 10.
What? Yeah. How?
I went.
You went deep on Timothy McVeigh?
Not only, I'm out of eight. Not only did I have eight, but I actually took some of them and was like, I'm not doing those ones. They either weren't refined or it just wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, man, I've been going dark.
Yeah.
And some of these, it my mindset was like, I can't do it. I don't want to go dark on these.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, which is weird because I'm trying to match the darkness. I'm I kind of want to see if I can write a couple of dark ones.
It's funny because in the beginning of the week,
can I say darkies?
You're like, don't.
No.
You're like, don't be a pussy on some of these. And then, and then there was some sort of terrorist stuff happened.
The
so.
Events of the week unfolded, and I feel like we should pull back.
Yeah, you know what? Let's have a little respect.
Now's not the time.
So let's talk about our Jew jokes.
You know when they say, hey, is it too soon to laugh? Not for us. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Unless
you want me to, since I have it right here in front of me and
go ahead.
Prepared.
Go ahead.
I've always heard Jews give the best blowjob, so I put it to the test. And oy vey, she even tickled me matzo balls. Put a finger on my tuchus and swallowed the gefilte fish. What a meshugana.
What's a meshugana?
Like a good person. Like a mensch.
Are you sure? Oh,
yeah. Something like that.
Actually, that's what I thought of when you said I thought of Mensch.
But Mensch is a guy, which is fine. Guys can give guys blowjobs.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was me trying not to be, anti-Semitic.
Well, all right. Here we go.
I just used a bunch of some Yiddish words.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I keep hearing negative things about the Jews, and I don't like it. They get blamed for everything. Stealing from people, ruining Hollywood movies, even killing Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. When's it going to end?
Did he turn Jewish?
The juice.
The juice.
What was it? Juice or the Jews?
Oops.
I thought it was the juice. OJ.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Sugar rots your teeth.
All right. Lower back tattoos?
Yeah.
Or do you have another... Another one.
No, I'm not going to read that one.
That's probably the best.
I combined my Confederate flag tattoo and a Confederate flag and lower back tattoo into one.
Fired up.
I got a Confederate flag tattoo. I got a Confederate flag lower back tattoo to let the queer bang of me know where I stand politically.
So you're a self-hater.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man, I have like four easily. Man,
can't wait.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
What do you call a group of homeless guys run over by a renegade circus elephant?
What?
Tramp stamp.
I get it.
Yeah.
Nah. Tramps.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Lower back tattoos. The cattle brand of absentee dads. Clear my throat. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. My mom always said, never bring home a girl with a lower back tattoo. I'm such a mama's boy that I now exclusively date guys with face tattoos. I fear her advice may have backfired in some way.
I like when you crack yourself up on stupid jokes.
Oh, man. I know. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a guy with a lower back tattoo and thought, man, I bet he has tons of straight sex?
The guy slays the pussy.
I had a tagline said, a true lady killer.
Yeah.
But I didn't use it. All right, hang on. I got more. Let's see. This one's not very good. Should I do it anyway? All right, I like the very last line in it. Otherwise, it's not a good joke.
Okay.
Be proud of your lower back tattoos, ladies. You had the foresight to provide us Neanderthals with a landing spot for ejaculate that wasn't your ovaries. You're like the smoky bear of promiscuous behavior. Only you can prevent a trip to the coat hanger factory.
I don't think there's a coat hanger factory anymore.
That's an old-fashioned...
It is.
Abortion.
I
bet there is some places. Yeah, there's a lot of places that don't have...
Not in the U.S.
Alabama has like one abortion clinic left. I'm not even fucking with you. There are places where you can't find an abortion clinic.
I'm not saying that there's no coat hanger abortions. I'm saying there's no factories for coat hangers in the United States anymore.
All right, so you got to get abortion overseas. All right, yeah. Well, it still fits the narrative.
Get that Chinese plane ticket.
All right, you ready? Last one for lower back tattoos. If your dad gets out of prison and all of a sudden has a sweet lower back tattoo, you can sleep easy knowing he wasn't exactly having a hard time making friends.
Yeah.
Sweet. Dad, you jailbird.
Yeah. Dad got railed.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I repurposed one of my jokes for this toothless blowjobs.
I'm psyched.
Best part of banging an elderly woman is you don't hurt your hand punching her teeth out for a gum job because they don't have any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was better the first time.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because you weren't expecting it the first time.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Confederate flags first and then toothless blowjobs. What do you have?
Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I'm tapped out.
All right, I got two left. Confederate flags. I don't know what the big deal is about the Confederate flag and all these 4x4s. I'd be way more upset at the guy who invented truck nuts. Those things are not to scale.
You think a truck would have much bigger nuts?
Yeah, it's inappropriate. Toothless blowjobs. Toothless blowjobs are the best. It's when babies start teething that you really need to be careful. Don't be late to the party on that one.
Yeah, I was going to go the same route and instead of just using my elderly woman and go with babies, but but then I'm not a fucking twisted maniac like you.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, don't just jump on my fucking joke with a commentary.
Let it sit.
Let it marinate a little bit for the listener. All right.
Yeah. I was trying to do the listener a favor so they didn't have to think about those.
So they could just stop laughing and feel bad about it because of your fucking commentary? You're a prick.
Man. Speaking of pricks.
Let's get a fresher upper over here. What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Speaking of pricks, what do you got?
I want to talk a little bit about this bowling alley woman that I...
You know?
I sent you the news article on.
You sent me a news article about
a lesbian woman getting kicked out of the bowling alley because she was using the female bathroom.
All right. So set the scene. There was a, it was bowling night. It was Thursday night's bowling night.
Yep.
For the ladies.
Yeah.
Exclusively for the ladies. Yeah. Ten pin. All right. It wasn't candle pin?
Nope. They don't do all candle pin anywhere but in Massachusetts for some reason.
I thought you meant they, meaning
lesbians. They.
So there was a misunderstanding where this couple, one of the ladies went into the men's room, right, to use the restroom?
Correct. No. She went into the ladies' room.
The ladies' room. Maybe she had the appearance that, you know, she was wearing some flannel, shortcut haircut, that maybe she was a dude. Security said, "Excuse me, sir, you're out of here." Okay. The only thing we stick fingers in around here are bowling balls. And she said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, I'm a woman." And he said, "Bullshit."
Okay.
And then the fun ensued. Did I summarize that well?
Perfect, perfect.
Or did I just drag it out way too long?
No, you did perfect. Thank you. Okay, here's my thing, okay?
Yeah.
It says, Jessica said her wife is a cisgender lesbian.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
So, did you look it up?
I don't want to.
I don't think I have to. This story, so here's the deal. About this story, there was a lot of that going on, like cisgender. I don't know what cisgender is either.
Okay, do you know? Okay, the
I'm
next.
I'm not saying it's bad. Maybe it's a great thing. I don't know.
I don't know either. Don't know, but you know, the next line is, it shouldn't fall on the LGBTIQA. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, did we add some?
We added a few. Yeah. Survey says.
So here's
my
I guess the challenge here is that for me,
how are we supposed to keep up on this shit?
Okay, I'm with you. LGBTQ, I got, but the I and the A,
yeah,
I'm just missing those ones. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent.
I'm not saying that either. What I'm saying is it's getting out of hand.
So here's my jam. So A, they apologized. And she was like, not good enough. And here's the problem. let me paint a picture for you. A year ago, we went to the library, right? Took the kids to the library. And about an hour after we left, there was a guy who tried to abduct a little girl hanging outside of a bathroom. He basically came out of a bathroom, grabbed her by the arm, and started like walking her out of the building until she screamed. And then someone caught her.
Yeah.
Right? I went to another... This is a very deep library story. Went to another library downtown, walked in with my son to use a restroom, and Slurp Central was going on in there. That's all you heard. And there were... Every restroom stall had these gigantic glory holes in there. So we left. And then, you know, I saw this, you know, this little dude walk out with like a guy who looked like he was homeless, and exchanging of currency was happening. It's like... Jesus Christ, what's up with that frog in his throat?
We'll get rid of that.
So here's the problem with this whole thing of like, oh, you know, people are going to get, you know, you're afraid people are going to get raped or this, that, and the other thing, and that's why, and this isn't appropriate. That actually does happen. There's shit that goes on with fucking maniacs who they actually do. I mean, now I'm just thinking about kids. Like, yeah. My kids are 9 and 11, and I still go to the bathroom with them because that shit fucking happens. So... If the guy was like, hey, listen, I just want to make sure that shit's, you know, I don't care who the fuck goes to the bathroom wherever, but society is fucked up and there are some crazy fucking people out there, and you do kind of have to be protective of everybody in society to make sure no one is doing any fucking, you know, ridiculousness. That's all I give a shit about. This is the funniest podcast ever.
No, my take on this... I don't care. Okay. I don't care if a girl comes into the guy's bathroom and uses the bathroom. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care if a guy comes in or, you know, trans, whatever. Use whatever bathroom you want. My whole thing is, well, since when is there such thing as cisgender and non-binary and all this shit? I don't like where it can't just appear out of nowhere. Okay. It's not fair to,
it's not fair,
it's
to,
not
me.
Fair to me.
Yeah, but can you imagine growing up and feeling like you're in the wrong body?
No.
I can. I really feel like I should have been born with a bigger wang.
Yeah. You and me both.
I should look like Val Kilmer with a gigantic ween. That's what I think.
Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
That's a weird choice.
Val Kilmer today, not the good-looking one.
Oh, no, definitely.
Just
no.
the bloated sea walrus.
Yeah,
just
extreme Kilmer.
Big time.
Yeah. The funniest thing you ever did on, when I first got Twitter, I said I like the fat Val Kilmer more than skinny Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And you wrote back, you mean extreme Kilmer with 200% more Kilmer? That was the funniest shit I ever read.
That was good stuff.
Yeah. 200% more Kilmer.
I don't even remember writing that.
Yeah. It was years ago. That was when Twitter first started.
That was back when I was funny.
Yeah. Man, fucking stop.
Those were
I know.
The
I
days.
Probably shouldn't have brought up this thing.
Yeah, you should definitely not have brought
no,
it.
No, I'm just confused by it. It's I don't.
I still. There's a lot of vowels. A lot of vowels.
Yeah.
There,
what the
sure.
fuck is the I and the A? Have you even found that out yet?
No, I was looking up non-binary.
What is LGBTQIA?
Relating okay. to using...
I found this.
Nope.
What'd you find?
Nope, that's just LGBT.
Or denoting a system of numerical notation that does... I don't know what non... I mean, I know what non-binary... Oh, wait. Denoting or relating to a gender or sexual identity that is not defined in terms of traditional binary opposition, such as
binary
male or female.
Binary means male or female, right?
Homosexual or heterosexual. I wonder if those are... Those are too narrow.
What is cisgender?
I don't know. It starts with a C. Yeah, I'll look it up. Yeah.
Something with a
I know,
C.
Cisgender. Like, oh, is yeah. it like sister? What's up, sister friend?
No, I doubt it.
cisgender, often abbreviated to simply cis. Really? Often? Is a term for people whose gender identity matches the sex that they were assigned at birth. Okay.
So how can you be a
cisgender
non-binary?
Cisgender may also be defined as those who have a gender identity or perform a gender role society considers appropriate for one sex. What? So I thought that was like, doesn't that mean if you're male, you're straight? Isn't that what that means?
You know what? I think it's time we just bring up a new segment that you thought of.
That we like to call...
What is it? Relationship status. It's complicated.
It's complicated. So,
I'll tell you what, this whole fucking thing was complicated. My head hurts.
You fucking really complicated this in a heartbeat.
That's what I do.
So the first one is, father, dad 38 and daughter 20 accused of incest after newborn dies.
Okay. Let's just say quickly, newborn died because... It was the product of the father and daughter. Okay.
Are we sure?
Yes, that's what it says in the story that I read.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Because they don't like the fact that it died.
Yeah. But then we could just drop that part and just go right into the
consensual sex part.
Yeah. What the? I mean, okay.
How
I get it.
Is that? I mean, how is it consensual sex? I mean, she's fucked in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. It is. See, when does it become incest and not?
Super cool.
No, what is the word I'm thinking of? I guess it's not pedophilia or rape because she's 20.
Yeah, why wasn't it? Yeah, maybe they don't have any proof. Oh, man. Computer just died.
No. It's okay. I got this. Oh,
no.
Oh, no, man. Yeah, so these fucking people, of course, they look like just the worst drug addicts that you've ever seen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they look pretty attractive.
No.
I'm ready.
No, they're
yeah, they're gross.
Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah, the guy. I'm not really sure. So here's the other part of it. I'm not going to defend these two. Which usually precedes me defending something.
Yeah.
But if it's consensual,
Who cares? Really?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, all right. If you want to, I mean, these people are from like Arkansas or something. Like, what?
They're
the
from
fuck?
South Carolina.
What do you expect? Well, it's not North Carolina.
That's true.
It's further south.
Yeah. I agree. Like, it's not hurting anybody, except for...
That's a morality thing.
It is, yeah. But it's still fucked up.
When the population was like 1,000,
yeah.
Yes. But still, we're...
Bing. Man, this is getting hard.
I'm so excited.
It's making it hard for me.
At this point, I don't know that that's a... a problem if a brother bangs a sister, other than the fact that it's, you know, genetically.
I mean, there's so many categories on YouPorn for that.
I've perused them.
Yeah.
Stepbrother.
Yeah.
I see. I still like step.
You like the step word.
Yeah.
Even though
too close to the old circle, too close to the vest.
Yeah.
With the brother and sister move, or the mom and son. Although I just pretend like it's,
yeah.
I just pretend
you
like
just
it's
just add
step
the word
mom.
Step. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get to stepping.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. I guess I'll help you out with that. And then right in the butthole. Yep.
Yep, just skip, fast forward.
I mean, talk about butthole. Mom of the week. So, yeah, that's not, boy, talk about, that's a complicated relationship. So they're both going to be in jail, pen paling each other.
Yeah.
And so when they get out, they're still
going to
bang.
Okay, yeah, I don't agree with them going to jail. They should pay a fine or something. They shouldn't be able to procreate, okay?
So are you going to sterilize them?
But no, wear a fucking condom. How about that? Or get on birth control. You don't have to sterilize them.
Yeah, but you know. Those things don't feel good. Come on, baby.
Yeah,
you know I don't. You know I can't feel you when I'm wearing the.
Yeah,
Trojan.
When I put in my IUD.
Listen, anything to slow me down, I'll take the extra 3 seconds.
Yeah, right.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Top it out at 17 seconds. How about the next one? It's complicated because that's not only is it complicated, but it's fucking confusing.
It is so confusing.
So there's a. Florida teacher. So, this is an amalgamation of, it's Florida and relationship status. It's complicated. There's a Florida teacher who is an absolute knockout.
She's fucking 10.
Knockout.
Yeah.
And she was banging like a 14-year-old dude. And
I wouldn't call him a dude. I'd call him a kid. 14.
This kid's, no, I'm sorry. This kid's the man.
Yeah.
This kid's the man.
It just blows my mind. When you see the picture of her that we're going to post.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
I wish it was more than your mind, but yeah. I mean, no, she's unbelievably attractive.
Yeah.
Body for days.
It's unreal.
Yeah. I always want to see what a picture this kid looks like. You know what I mean?
Of course you do.
I got to see.
Fucking weirdo.
What's that? Is it Pamela Smart who was with that guy whose name like Raj Tutukaman?
Yeah. Like the kid from Samoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I don't think it's Pamela Smart. I think that was like a girl who died.
No, Pamela Smart. I think, didn't she kill somebody?
No.
No, Pamela. Yeah, come on. Hang on for a second. Keep talking.
Pamela Smart.
Who is Siri? Who is Pamela Smart? You have to yell?
Yeah, I think you have to yell at her. Hey, bitch.
It says, hey, Siri. Pamela Smart is an American criminal who was convicted of conspiring with her 15-year-old lover, William Billy Flynn, and three of his friends to kill their 24-year-old husband, Gregory Smart, in Derry, New Hampshire.
Oh, fuck.
Listen, Billy, get over here with your fucking hammer. Hit this fucking 24-year-old loser in the head. I'll totally give you a handy. I'm going to get three of my friends over here.
I'll give them handies too. It's fine.
Dude, put the GoBots down. Get over here.
GoBots.
We're going to fuck this guy up.
So, we'll post a picture of this man, but
yeah.
Man, talk about complicated.
Wow.
And she was like, delete everything. Tell your mother I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. What was going through my head? I thought I loved you. I'm like, God damn.
What? I know. And she's married too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, at 14, man.
I know.
What are you, a freshman at 14? Yeah. You're a freshman at 14.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I couldn't barely open
my locker.
Without coming, yeah, or having a boner. I agree. Yeah. And then when you see this girl, you're going to be like, holy shit.
Teacher.
Folks.
A teacher. Where are these teachers coming from? There was nothing like that when I was growing up. I cannot underscore this enough. I cannot. I would be drizzling in my shorts. I'd be like a strudel cake every day.
You'd be glazing the donuts.
It's cinnamon and strudel.
All right, one more. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Tomahawk attack on sugar daddy.
Yeah.
So a girl basically getting hired from one of those sugar daddy sites.
Yep. It's an older guy who wants to take care of a lady friend.
Yep. She basically was on the site saying, yeah, $1,000, I'll come over and we can bang. And then he talked her down to $200.
Yep.
And
he's a good negotiator.
Yeah, he's a great negotiator.
Yep.
And when she got finished up, she's like, yeah, that'll be $1,000, please. And he said, no, it's $200.
Yep.
So she called over her, basically her pimps, I guess.
Yep.
And they
pimps,
came over.
Plural.
Yeah, because there was a couple of them. And they hit him in the head with a tomahawk.
I wonder if she's that good that she's like a publicist and a manager and an agent. And that's why she has multiple pimps.
Yeah.
She calls them both over and hits them in the head with a tomahawk.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They didn't say hatchet. They didn't say axe. They said tomahawk.
Yeah.
I wonder if this was on a reservation.
He was a Native American pimp.
You know, I'm reading a book where it's called Tribe by Sebastian Younger.
Okay.
It's really interesting. A lot of interesting stuff. I will bore you to tears with this on a different podcast, but they do say there's a guy in there who says, I always thought I was being very respectful for it by not saying Indian, because clearly they didn't fucking show up in India.
Yeah.
So it's a misnomer. But this guy was like, well, no, Native American, anybody who's born in America is a Native American. So we're Native Indians.
Hmm.
Or Indian Americans. And I was like, nah, I don't know about that one either. Yeah. But I'm not Native American, Indian American, Native Indians, or a guy who lives on a reservation. So what the fuck do I know?
Do you know who else isn't Native American?
You.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, 23andMe says that 0.17% of her is. So yeah. I think they might know.
Yeah, man, I think, what is the difference between a tomahawk and a hatchet and a axe?
Tomahawk has feathers on it.
Yeah.
A hatchet, is made of wood and was,
like the blade is made of wood?
No, the handle is pure wood. Like you have to cut it from a tree and you have to grind it on like a grinding stone.
Oh, is there like a stone tip?
Yeah.
And then axe is a metal tip? Do you want to see my mushroom tip?
It's just the tip. No, I have no idea what the difference is. But you gotta imagine a tomahawk has. One of them probably has a dual head, right? The front head and the back head.
You better believe it.
Blow the back head out. I think that's what I'm... Why don't you ask Siri?
Yeah.
Siri a lot of questions.
Yeah, I agree with the feather thing with the tomahawk.
That's got to be
I think it's blessed.
So this
broad, she got some big cans on her. She looks like she would she looks like a prostitute with big tits. And basically the guy survived, called the cops. She got arrested, cried, said she had nothing to do with it. It wasn't her who hit him in the head with a tomahawk. It was the
other
guys.
This does not look like the kind of woman who would throw a tomahawk at a guy.
That's because she didn't.
She's pretty.
No.
She's, well, yeah. She's got a big nose.
Dancing Buffalo is the one who threw it at him.
What kind of... plays with Poon. dances with Dinkies. So, I went too far.
Yeah.
One too far.
Fuck.
That was... before I say that, was so dumb. speaking of which, www.thisissodumb.com.
14 Finches.
14 Finches for all your graphic design needs. By the way, update on 14 Finches with the t-shirts we ordered. They haven't fucking come in yet. We're still fucking waiting for them.
Man.
I'm seeing him this weekend. All right. We're going camping.
You should have cut the mannequin in half.
He's getting an earful. I'm going to rip its dick off in about 10 seconds.
Wait a minute. It had a dick?
It's a weird mannequin shop. It's a weird place. I don't want to get into the details, but @sodumb_podcast, @sodumb_podcast, and dummies @thisissodumb.com. Hit us up.
Good suggestions, please.
Leave comments on the website. Let's get some traffic. Let's share. Share, like, tell a friend. All right? We're doing this for you, people.
Yeah.
Okay? We're doing it for you. All 8 of you. All right? And on that note.
This is so dumb.
This is so dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.